Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin. Bessas Hashem, BPM, Shir number 140, by Pnimi Shir for Men, Shir number 140. We talked about when libidos don't match and don't align and working with each other through that. This may sound very strange, but we mentioned it many times. Tefillah helps. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you and your wife, you together, to have that healthy sexual relationship, a healthy sexual desire for the both of you, in a way you're both comfortable, in the way you both need it, to do the Ratzon Hashem. It's like asking for anything else that you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. And even if it's material things, you ask Him. And the purpose is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. If you have a large family and you have one car and you need a second car, now, in some cases, you're asking for a second car. That's a luxury. That's like you're spoiled. And it's your own selfish thing. Oh, I have two cars when everyone else has two cars. That may be not the right reason to ask for it. But if you have older children in their teenage years, whatever it is, and they're getting old, and the car is, or you're both working, and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help, you want a second car so should you have more menuchas hanefesh, so that each one could do what they need, that would hand shalom bayis, give each other more time, and so on and so forth. You can ask for these things from Hashem. Same thing over here. You know, if you're asking because of your own selfish pleasures all the time, and that's what you're asking Hashem that you want this for, then, you know, that may not be appropriate. But if you have in mind that this enhances marriages, and to enhance the sexual aspects of our lives, so that Hashem menuchas hanefesh and yishev hadas, so that I should be an Erel Chayid, so I should have Shemiras Einayim, and so we should love each other and connect with each other in a deep way, that our Shechina should be there. Yes, then indeed, you daven for these things. He's the Rabbeinu Shlomo for everything, including the sexual relationship. That's a very, very important thing. People sometimes, I think, neglect this. So it's very important to recognize you turn to Hashem, and of course you do hishtadlis and you work with each other, but that's a big part of it. So it's very, very important also often that it's considered another chore in marriage. You're not in the mood, and very often fatigue happens. We'll talk about this. And it's important to work through it, to pay attention to it. And sometimes one needs to actually just decide as a couple to involve oneself in it, even if they don't necessarily feel that pull right now. And ultimately, you'll connect and it'll work. Exercise generally helps in the intensity of sexual arousal. Taking care of your body in a healthy way. When one is overweight, it could affect the sexual drive and sexual ability. When you lose weight in a healthy way, it helps. So take care of your health is an important thing. Get enough sleep. All of these things can enhance the sexual life. The one major, major aspect that creates problems in sexual life is fatigue. Fatigue is the number one enemy of physical sexual intimacy. It's very normal, it's very common, but it's something that needs to be worked on. You know, sometimes a husband and wife are together, even when they are together and they're with each other, and even she's wearing something nice and you're with each other. And you say to yourself, you know, this used to get me very, very excited, and now I'm barely excited. What is it? And very often, it's simply, you're so stressed and exhausted. Or whatever else is going on in your life that you're worn out, or you're both worn out. And multitude of sex therapists and marriage counselors name fatigue as the number one enemy of sexual intimacy. When a couple is worn out, that's the first thing that goes out the window. The sex goes out the window. You have early honeymoon years, they're highly charged, and all of a sudden it's a screeching halt when you have these child-rearing years, which you have to really work through and work towards, that that shouldn't happen. Very, very important. It's normal that it should go down, this drive, but it's very important to keep it strong. There was a survey in one Red Book article that estimated that 24 million American women said that they don't have time, or are too exhausted, or just simply not in the mood for sex. They have work stresses and children stresses and household stresses and pressure. You know, all these types of social pressures and other pressures. And very often a husband wants sex and the wife sees that need as an enemy. Not that he's the enemy. When the husband needs to understand that. When a wife often is not interested, it's not that you are the enemy or you are the bad one. It's the need that she has an issue with. Now, it's, of course, it's important not to separate the two. And it's important to work through it. Very often, when you're fatigued, and a wife is very fatigued and exhausted, you know, it used to connect her to you, and now it divides you. The last item on their list. They're just too exhausted. It's not that they don't love you. It's not they don't want to be with you. It's just that they're simply too exhausted with life. And that's one of the differences men need to know of how men and women experience exhaustion in a different way. You see, most men, even if they're weary, they're very tired, they'll muster enough energy to have sex or to want to have sex. Not so with a wife, not so with a woman. Very often with women, it's not like that. When they're exhausted, even the thought of having sex can make her want to just, you know, detach. Because the woman's arousal mechanisms are generally more complex, and therefore sex and sexual arousal takes much more time and energy for her. So she may enjoy it, but she may feel that the effort isn't worth that climax at the end. You know, I'm just not up to even getting there to try. That's a very, very, you know, normal challenge. So, you know, so we have to ask ourselves, when we come overworked or stressed, we let certain things slide. Sometimes tefillah slide. Sometimes alone time with Hashem slide. Sometimes time with our spouses slide, exercise, eating habits, and sexual aspects. Everything slides and goes on the wayside just to cope. But the truth is, this sexual physical intimacy is important to stay healthy, even physically, certainly emotionally, certainly spiritually. It's extremely, extremely important. And you know, when people say, well, I'm the only one that can be a mother to my child or a father to my child, they're right. But you're the only one that could be for your wife or for your husband in a sexual way. You're the only one that can meet your spouse's sexual needs. And in Hashem's eyes, this marriage relationship is one of the most important relationships there is in life. You know, it doesn't say that when parents and children, you know, are at peace with each other, the Shekhinah comes down. Although that's most likely very, very true. Whenever there's shalom, peace is here. But the Chazal Madgish, when a man and woman are physically together with each other the right way, that is when the Shekhinah comes down. So it's important to Hashem. So if it's important to Hashem, it's important to be important to you. So the fact that a couple realizes that the only ones that can meet each other's sexual needs, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants those needs to be met and wants there to be a connection in that area, should make a person realize, or a couple realize, if it's important for Hashem, it has to be important for us as well. That's very important. And we choose our priorities. It is true, and we all know it, You know, you have a lot of, you know, Kanai Nahara with the child, raising children takes a lot of effort. Sometimes it's financial issues. We can't get together alone or on vacations. We don't have enough money for that. There's a lot of pressures in life. No one's going to deny that. That's all true. But very often, if we look deep into it and we try to navigate, we realize we choose our priorities and we have to guard our marriage. Yes, children come along, and yes, children are extremely important. And sometimes both spouses need to work and it's difficult. But they need to make this a priority. It is very, very important. Because what happens is when you push aside the sexual aspects of the marriage and saying, oh, this is only for a season, this is only temporary matzav. Very, you know, because of the children and the tear this and this and that, whatever it is. And it's going to pass and everything's going to be fine later. It's usually not just for that tekufa. It's not just for that season. Pretty soon that season becomes a pattern, a normal habit. And the lack of being together sexually cannot become a habit. There's one person that was a presidential candidate. There was an article, basically, there was a person that worked very often, 60, 70 hours a week. The wife gave this person an article about a politician, a presidential candidate, was diagnosed with cancer and took time for treatment and then announced they're withdrawing. He got healthy, but he's withdrawing from the presidential campaign. When they asked him why, you know, you could go down in history, says, I don't know any man who was laying in deathbed and said, I wish I had more time at the office. And the husband realized the wife gave this article to him because he needed to make some tough decisions about his life and his marriage. So they did that together. They spent many hours going over their schedules, trying to figure out where to cut back in order to spend more family time together and spend time together as a husband and a wife. Of all sexual issues, the exhaustion aspect is the one which we have the most control. We could reprioritize. We could work less. We could figure that out. Making the sexual connection a priority in the marriage means that my time and my intimacy, emotionally, spiritually, and sexually, is more important than all these other activities. You make room for it. You evaluate yourself. Sometimes people, even, you know, men, sometimes women, they distance themselves from their wives or husbands sexually. They hide behind other activities because that makes them feel good. The overworking or the overlearning. You know, overlearning. Again, it's hard for people to hear that or say that because you're supposed to be marbly with the hatayr as much as possible. But you have to know the balance in life of what Hashem wants for you at that given moment. You have to commit completely to marriage because that's what Hashem wants you to do. You replenish yourself. Sometimes you need to take breaks. You take breaks. You need a half hour to meditate. You meditate. You need an extra nap. You figure out a way to take that nap. And so on and so forth. You reprioritize things. Fatigue is on the top of a list of many, many reasons as to why sex life deteriorates. That's just too tired. It's very sad, but it's true. But we could work through it. You could create an environment where this can thrive, where we're less fatigued as much as possible. And to share that, carve out that time to be with each other. Of course, not just in the bedroom, but to spend quality time outside the bedroom. We talked about this all the time. And it's very, very true that you have to spend time with each other, walking or talking and connecting in those non-sexual ways and outside the bedroom ways, all the five love languages that we talked about. But then, yes, you have to also, as a couple, work on prioritizing the sexual connection and the sexual relationship. If you're overly stressed, and the marriage loses the resiliency. You have to cut back on those busy schedules. A lot of times the technology creates that problem. We're not even talking about the negative aspects of seeing things you shouldn't see, even if it's totally kosher. It's just that the technology makes us not want to communicate with one another anymore. It's very, very draining. The idea of scheduling time together for sex, schedules, and consistently. what's with spontaneousness? You could have spontaneousness within those schedules. If you have busy, busy schedules, you need to be intentional and proactive. You mark off on calendars the twice a week, three times, however you do it. And then certain nights schedule, you're really going to have fun those nights. You're really going to connect and you work on it and you work through it and you take care of it and you do it. And within that time, you become whatever spontaneous. You take the nap before, you figure out ways to do it. You know, you come to think of it, this concept of Oinik Shabbos. Yes, we know that Shabbos, the whole concept of having tanugim that the body enjoys is something that we're used to, but it's something that's really a chiddush. Shabbos is Yom Kodesh. The month did not fall on Shabbos. There's no malach on Shabbos. It's a kedusha to Shabbos. It's a yoima of neshama, nishmas kol chai. But then there's tanugim of Shabbos, eating and drinking, and also oinik Shabbos, to have the sexual relationship with sexual pleasure on Shabbos. Shabbos, the special day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants a couple to enjoy this and experience this. So we see that tremendous emphasis that Hashem himself places on a couple, the importance of Oina on Shabbos as part of Oinik Shabbos. You're mechabed me with that. So again, we know from the Paiskim of our day that that's not enough. You need to spend time together sexually in other nights as well. But the concept being there is that Hashem, by giving him Einig, he wants to give you Einig. And your Einig Shabbos is his Einig Shabbos. This is not a matter of overindulgence or whatever it is. We talked about it in the beginning. This is not about hyper-focus. The problem with most married couples is the reverse. There's too little focus on this. And there needs to be more focus on this. Because this is what's important to Hashem. It needs to be important to us as a whole. Bracha v'atzlacha.